Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Have you ever wondered how people like Steve Jobs, Oprah, Casanova, and Martin Luther King could seduce, inspire, and engage people?
Any advice on how to make friends and find people that will accept you?
How to get a lot of followers on your Twitter account.
Quick and very cheap.
Not that I'm successful yet, but I'm trying. And I've mastered getting 120 followers in one day.
So maybe you're a social media maven with 120 followers a day. You text, you tweet, you LinkedIn, you Facebook. But how do you know if anyone's listening? How do you know if you're influencing anybody? Well, you might want to go to Clout and get your score. President Obama's score, 91. Lady Gaga's, 94. But Justin Bieber has them both beat with an all-time high score of 100. So what measure is it in which the president
the Biebs,
of the United
man.
States loses out to an 18-year-old pop star? The Clout score. Clout with a K. And according to Clout, Justin Bieber is more influential than the leader of the free world. Clout is an online service that measures your internet influence. The company aggregates your social media accounts using a proprietary formula. Facebook, Twitter, all the others, it calculates a score based on your number of followers, your followers' influence, how often you contribute. More than that, Anthony Wing Kosner can explain. He's a content strategist, web developer, and contributor to Forbes.com. Thanks for joining us, Anthony.
Sure.
And also with us is Sam Fiorella, chief strategist at Sensei Marketing. Not a fan of Clout, Sam, I understand.
No, you can say that pretty accurately. Good morning.
Good morning. You lost a job to Clout. Can you explain?
To be clear, I didn't lose a job. I was not forwarded on an interview because of my low Clout score at the time, yes.
And that's you had no idea what Clout was until the person who was interviewing you informed you that your Clout score was low.
Yes, that is correct. This was going back well over a year ago before the craze over clout and influence measurement had become very strong and popular. They did, and they asked me what my clout score was while I was applying for an executive marketing position. And I didn't know. They looked it up. They showed it to me. At the time, it was approximately a 35, 37, something like that. And they said, well, we were looking for somebody who had a clout score a little higher.
And they ended up hiring somebody with the 67.
They hired somebody with only a couple of years' experience in comparison to my 15 years' experience, who was much, much younger than me, of course. But he only ended up lasting 5 weeks, from what I'm told.
Oh, boy. Anthony Wing Kosner, explain this to us. What is this clout, and how does it gain so much clout among interviewers?
Well, I think that everybody is always looking for metrics. People are always looking to take this huge flow of unstructured information and turn it into some kind of number that they can use as a way of quickly sort of separating people out. The problem with Clout, of course, is that it's an algorithm and it's only as good as the algorithm. And some months back, they changed the algorithm and a whole bunch of people's scores went down by 20 points and people were outraged. But that just shows that, it is an algorithm and it calculates things in a certain way. And that way, I think, demonstrates one's willingness to play the game. But as to whether or not it really measures one's influence is open to question, because there are certainly a lot of people who have somewhat lower scores than you might imagine, because they're too busy actually doing what they do to spend very much time doing social media. So there are definitely gaps.
Right. So Hillary Clinton has a lower clout score than, say, Kim Kardashian, which makes you wonder how many people are actually really being influenced by a Kardashian, or how many are just mentioning them on social media.
Yeah, I think that the difference is that clout, its primary measurements are quantitative. So it tells you how much activity is going on. And, you can use retweets, for instance, how many times other people pass your messages on, somewhat as a proxy for the quality of what you're transmitting. But that's a kind of blunt instrument, and what cloud is really measuring is the quantity of one's interactions with these social networks. And as we all know, you know, quantity is not quality.
Well, Sam Fiorella, you ended up opting out of cloud, right?
I did, as soon as they gave us the opportunity in November of last year.
Well, but it sounds to me, and I read your story, it sounds to me as though while you were actively using cloud and trying to get your score higher, that you actually perhaps did you get more opportunities because of the higher cloud score?
I got more attention. I was successful when I realized that other people are judging me because of my cloud score. I worked to get it up to a 75, and I did get more attention. I started having a lot more people following me that I didn't know. Because of my cloud score, I had a lot more people calling me an expert in social media because of my score. But the reality is, the job and the business that I started subsequent to raising my score and the clients that I received or that I earned, after I got up my score had nothing to do with my score. So I realized that all of the attention that I was getting was really just very shallow and nothing to do with my business or making money.
And how much time do you think you spent? Like on a daily basis, how much did you devote to getting your cloud score higher?
Oh, it was ridiculous. I was probably spending 10 hours a day. Easily.
10 hours a day?
And that's in total. But the reality is that I had my laptop or my phone or my tablet with me almost 24/7. I was creating schedules of who was more influential than me and purposely trying to engage them more than I would engage other people who weren't as influential because they weren't going to raise my score.
That's Sam Fiorella, a chief strategist at Sensei Marketing. Also with us is Anthony Wing Kosner, a content strategist, web developer, and contributor to Forbes.com. And Anthony, what surprised me in reading about clout was that some businesses are not only giving away freebies, free car rentals. Chevy let people drive a Sonic if they had a high clout score. People got better airline seats. But also that in one case, a hotel was giving people upgrades to their rooms without them even knowing it because of their clout score.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what clout is selling. Is access to their users from advertisers and marketers as a way of, subtly or not so subtly, positioning their products. I mean, it's a little bit like product placement in movies where, you want to see the product in proximity to the star. And in this case, the stars are the sort of everyday stars of social media.
Well, but there is a value to clout to the extent that you're talking about, that this is marketers and manufacturers trying to find out the people who are listened to.
Yes, that's true. And I mean, I think that there's no question that from a business perspective, the clout folks are very smart. So it's not valid at all. It's just that its validity is really more from the marketer's point of view than it is from the user's point of view. And the piece that I wrote the other day was really just trying to help people go into it with their eyes open and saying, okay, if this is important to you and what you're doing, go into it knowing that you're going to be manipulated and that there are certain kinds of actions that clout is going to try to get you to do in order to raise your score, just like Sam was saying, and have you spend 10 hours a day in pursuit of raising your score.
And Sam, are you a happier person? I know you described feeling kind of like a loser when you saw that your score was so low. Are you happier now that you've left clout behind?
Oh, yes. I actually feel free now that I'm not a hamster running on clout's wheel. Because I get to what I'm finding is that people are starting to ask me questions now. They're not automatically assuming what I am, but people are making the point now that I'm publicly advertising my clout score is zero. Judge me for my actions, not for what somebody else says I tweet. And I'm much more happy with the engagement and the conversations I'm having with people as a result.
Sam Fiorella, chief strategist at Sensei Marketing, and Anthony Wing Kosner, content strategist, web developer, contributor to Forbes.com, says if you're going to use clout, Buyer beware. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
If you want to learn your cloud score, and it's okay if you don't want to learn your cloud score, you can visit thetakeaway.org. How much cloud does a new college grad have? You guys are about to find out, all 3.4 million of you out there. We asked current college grads if they would have changed their major in school based on their experience in the workforce in the first few years. Say, are there any nurses out there who wonder what it would have been like if they'd followed their dreams?
Although I used to fantasize about an easier world, or economy, I should say, where I could have majored in fine arts, I am really happy that I am where I am today. Nursing is a career where not only did I find a job right away, but I'm challenged and I learn things about myself that I never knew.
You stay a nurse, Emily in Rhode Island. You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.